Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross. Practice has begun for the Humboldt girls track team as they are set to host their season opening meet on Thursday at the Humboldt Rec Center. I caught up with Ross to discuss last season and the upcoming year for the program.
It kind of turned out about how we expected. You know, you go into a year and you got a ton of question marks, but those first couple weeks of meet, you kind of start to get a good picture of strengths and weaknesses. Lucky for us, we always have good kids who are willing to kind of do what's best for the team. And so that provides coaches with a lot of flexibility. You know, as far as the year turned out, our goal is to always get, obviously, as many events as we can to state. We kind of lacked in the running events the last few years, not because of a lack of effort or anything, but that's just one of our team goals. We had success with throwers the last few years making their way down there. Morgan Mann has been down there 2 years in a row with high jump, and she made it once in the 400. So I guess they're trying to build off of last year to find ways to get some more events down there.
Could you give us a rundown of what the team's going to look like this year?
Throwers, we have two returning letter winners there. Ashlyn, multiple-time qualifier down at the state meet, shot put and discus. You know, she's eager to make that three in a row. Also, Tessa Peterson's return, a sophomore this year, so we're looking for some growth there off of your freshman season. As we look at our sprinter group, we have a handful of returners. Olympia Goodell, Ava Dietrich, Kayla Wempen, Claire Dielman, Kate Sievers, Mia Schluter, Peyton Ellman, Bella Metley, and Sammy Veronkun are the core that we're returning in that sprinter group. I need to mention Morgan Mann. She's out with her basketball injury, her knee injury, but she factors in there as well. And she's still been at practice, an active member of the team, and find ways to support her teammates, and we're looking for ways to support Morgan as well. That core that I just mentioned there, they provide a lot of flexibility. Basically run anything from down to a 100. Some of them we're looking at even bumping up to 800. Been experimenting with our training so far, anxious to see how things shake out there and what sort of combination. If we jump to the distance group, return Bryn Malo, Claire Olson, Meg Zwiebomber, Alana Malo, Jocelyn Orr, Sarah Numedal, and Sophia Harris. A lot of those girls bring in not just letter winners last year, but some of them are multiple-time letter winners and have been an important piece of our varsity lineup for several years now. Things that kind of stand out, Sophia Harris has been so close the last couple of years of qualifying for that state meet and the 400 hurdles. So we picked up right there first week of practice. We were already going over hurdles, kind of talking about things we can do better or things we can train differently to help set her up. And it'd be awesome to get her down to the state meet. And then just those other girls, you know, again, bumping them around for combinations in the 4x1, still trying to figure out who's going to run, who's going to be our primary 3,000 runners or 1,500 runners. Hopefully that starts to shake out here in the next couple of weeks. Altogether, I think we're right around 20 turning letter winners. I'm excited because from a coaching standpoint, I can count on a lot of those girls, whether it's at practice or by example at meet, what it takes to get yourselves ready because they've been around the program for so long.
A lot of returning letter winners, as you said, 20 of them. Are there any newcomers that might be joining the fold as well?
Yeah, so we've got, I want to say, about 8 or 9 freshmen. 3 of them are going to be primarily throwers, the Adelie Nolting, Annika Diedrich, and Jersey Wempen. There's not really any, per se, varsity spots open, but I think those girls have come into practice with an open mind and have been working with Coach Peterson. And part of this gig is making his leave this year. We've got people to fill in behind him. So we're anxious to see how they can do. Carla Peterson, Sophia Beck, and Gracie May. Again, still trying to see how things shake out for them. Gracie May is going to work on long jump and high jump, possibly. So that'll be nice. Again, just building some depth there. And you can even bump up to 400. She had quite a bit of success in middle school at the 400 distance. With our distance group, we have Macy Rogers, freshman. Again, another kid who has had some success at the middle school level and has been working real hard with it. She could turn into someone that can really help us down the road. So we do have 8 or 9 of those freshmen coming in. I always like to see the numbers be up over 10 if we can help it. But, you know, I think we could have some good ones in there a couple years down the line.
You've been through now a few weeks of practice. What has been the message to your athletes on the team coming into this season?
Beginning of this track season, it kind of seems like it could drag on. You know, it's been practicing for about 2 weeks now. We'll have our first indoor meet, and then we go back to another couple weeks of practice. trying to do a variety of different types of workouts so that nobody gets bored. And you know, we can wish that as coaches. We can, you know, we want that to happen, but it kind of takes the girls and it takes the leaders in each group of all of our groups, from throwers up to distance. Our skill days, when we do a lot of talk, starting blocks and exchanges and techniques, you know, those are still important days, even if we're not doing a ton of running. And then we've had a couple tough workouts already, and picking each other up, and again, just leading by example has been awesome to see. And that's always, it starts there. We want this to be a fun season for these girls. You know, you develop pretty close friendships when you're doing hard things with other people. And so that's where it always starts with our coaching staff, is making sure everybody's feeling proud and feels like they can contribute in some way. Obviously, we want everybody to perform well, but you don't feel like you belong, or you're constantly looking over your shoulder, wondering how you fit in. Your role is tough to go out and perform the way you would want to perform. So everything we do starts there on a personal level.
As far as the conference, you've been able to gauge much of what the conference is going to look like this year for your program?
It's the usual stuff up at the top. Now, clearly, we tough to beat again. Algona's always up there. And then, you know, like with any sport, you always wonder, what are they bringing in as freshmen? Everybody who's a senior, kind of like, how are you reloading? And that's where I don't know a lot about these schools. So it usually takes looking at results of the first few meets, kind of scanning through how everybody's doing before I get a much of a clear picture. But it tends to be those typical schools at the top, Clear Lake, Algona.
You've got the season opening meet next week. The thoughts going into the season opening meet for the program?
Excited, nervousness, I guess, from the girls. Nobody's where they want to be yet. And our goals are not to be at our peak. We want to make sure that we're doing things to set ourselves up for having success down the stretch into the qualifying meet. Setting some goals and expectations for people, but also making sure that this is a starting point. This meet, the main purpose is to get some numbers and just out there on paper, and then we can really step back and set some different events and talk about plans, how we can get this thing. So that's been the message. As always, there's the nerves that come with it. You know, people are already wondering, what am I doing? What events am I in? I'm nervous about this. One-on-one conversations with certain kids, just making sure they're in the right mindset. At the time, I'm excited just to see where things are at and start working on different relay combinations.
Appreciate the time here, Coach, and want to wish the program best of luck upcoming with the home meet next week.
All right, we appreciate it. Thanks for all you do for our Humboldt Athletics.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.